Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't get really caught up too much in the starting. I would like to see Shador play a fair amount of the game. Who starts and who doesn't start, I don't know that that matters as much to me.
No, that's not the deal breaker. The deal breaker for me is the understanding that every rep that Tyler Huntley takes is a rep taken away from Shador, and every rep taken for Tyler Huntley is a rep that is, in my opinion, just a lost rep.
So does this get, do you just not trust the Browns with Shador's development?
Yeah, in many ways. Sure, I think that's part of it. If they go the route that is being suggested there, where it goes Tyler Huntley plays way too much of that game, and Shador Sanders, you got to wait until the third quarter, because apparently we have to treat him like a Fabergé egg. He's just so delicate, he can't possibly be thrown in the mix for a good portion of this game. Yes, I will start to question what their process is. And it's not like they've given us in the past a bunch of reason to believe that they know what they're doing in the development stature.
So the thing that I would say, though, is... It would be unlike, like a team that is methodical about doing something a specific way, it would be interesting to see two hamstring injuries be the thing that all of a sudden caused them to hit, you know, stun mode or hit like a different mode of movement on Shador's development.
I just think it's a good opportunity. I think it's a good opportunity for Shador to get a lot of reps. Reps are ultimately is going to be where the growth comes from. I'm convinced they care more about what happens in the joint practice than they do the preseason game anyway. And so if you buy into that logic, like, yeah, this would be a great opportunity for Shador to have as many chances to showcase what he can do and also get better in the process.
As Switzerland on the show, I think if he's going to start, or if he's going to get three quarters on Friday, he better get a lot of reps in the next 3 days. That's just where, specifically with the joint practices tomorrow, you need to give him the kind of reps. If and this is a big if they're right in thinking they're still in the confidence-building stage of his development. I made this point earlier. It's apparent that they're doing the stress test with Dylan. They're not stress testing Shador at all. They're in the, let's give him four or five controllable reps. Let's build that confidence and let's, you know, let him do the little things, getting in and out of the huddle, pre-snap reads, all that kind of stuff. It would be interesting if you don't give him those reps in the next 2 days. And then all of a sudden, you're just kind of throwing him to the wolves on Friday.
Well, on Friday.
Because I think there is a time naturally where you should throw him to the wolves. Following their logic, I don't know now is it.
So I guess I wonder, though, is like tomorrow, are we going to have Pickett and Gabriel be playing in any sort of fashion? I would imagine. I've not heard one way or another whether we are or aren't.
I mean, they practiced yesterday, so.
I think the Browns care about what happens tomorrow way more than they care about what happens on Friday. What I'm trying to stress, though, is the idea that Shador Sanders has an open runway, and if the Browns try to limit or try to hold him back in any sort of way, that's where I'll start to believe something isn't on the up and up, because Shador should be playing three quarters into the fourth quarter on Friday, because Tyler Huntley doesn't do anything for this team. So his snaps do not matter.
This is where we kind of marry the Tyler Huntley news and the Shador news together, because on the heels of the Browns signing Tyler Huntley, RG3 said that Shador is being set up to fail. And I It's a little tough to maybe pay full service to that, considering RG3's not in Berea and he has not been watching how this... He's kind of been watching from a much more detached, remote version than us. I do think if Shador doesn't play three quarters this weekend, I think you're going to have a lot more people echoing what RG3 said, and you kind of admitted that that's going to happen too.
For sure. I will start to believe that something isn't on... it's not on the up and up. Something is seriously wrong with how the Browns are treating Shador if you have Tyler Huntley start the game and play a majority of snaps over Shador Sanders, because it just doesn't make any sense. There's no benefit for Tyler Huntley playing any of the snaps on Friday.
Except to maybe the starters. I do think you're discounting that a little bit, the idea of the offensive line, the running backs, and the wide receivers. Their ability to perform and to put good tape out there is predicated on who the starting quarterback is.
Well, I mean, again, this comes back to the idea. I think we just have a difference of opinion about where Shador Sanders could be right now. If you can't trust Shador to just operate a basic offense and be able to run in a preseason game against the Panthers, then he is leaps and bounds way beyond what we were able to witness, me and you, when we were out there at training camp in those few days.
I mean, listen, I think if you didn't have Dylan Gabriel, I think Shador would have gotten a fair amount of snaps already. I do think there's a correlation between the opportunities Dylan's getting and the opportunities Shador isn't. And I think that is very much a, I think they're doing that deliberately. And whether that is in good faith, which is we think Dylan's ready and Shador isn't, or whether this is all tied back to maybe somebody didn't want Shador in that room in the first place. Maybe somebody still isn't sold on Shador. Where it's tough for me is, I think certain members, maybe of the head coaching staff, came in with a specific thought about Shador from the pre-draft.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I think it's interesting that nothing the kid has done, and by all accounts, he's done all of his work. He's done all the right things.
Right.
He's clearly doing all the right things with fans in terms of how he engages. He's doing a lot of the things right. It's interesting that those things haven't led to some sort of breakthrough when Kenny Pickett got hurt and Dylan Gabriel started getting all these opportunities. So I think it's interesting. I necessarily don't think they should still be holding him back off of things that happened in the pre-draft process. I think at some point you got to get over your original evaluation. But I do think, like, when RG3 says he's being set up to fail, I think they would beg to differ. I think they would beg, we're trying to make sure we don't ruin the kid.
They would. And listen,
putting him out there.
And I've given them every benefit of the doubt so far up until this point. On Friday, I want to see Shador Sanders out there. I need to see Shador out there. And this is the opportunity that if you're trying to give him chances to prove himself, they're sitting right there in front of you. This is it. And I have a hard time thinking that Shador is going to have a harder time than Snoop Huntley in trying to be able to run an offense and get things all set and ready to go.
Tyler Huntley's been in the NFL for 6 or 7 years, and he has started meaningful NFL games. I don't think it's that ridiculous to think he might have more experience in a way that Shador just doesn't have yet.
I think logic needs to take over this conversation here, though. Like, logically, if you think that Shedeur Sanders is nowhere close to being able to just be able to do a simple offense and be able to, as if he would drag them down so much, then I think we're missing the plot a little bit.
I mean, we, it's interesting that we might be missing the plot there. I think, I just think if you follow what the Browns have been doing, there's a very specific way they're doing it. I understand why people like RG3 look at this and go that, oh, there must be nefarious intentions. They just listen.
I mean, it's not week three against the Chiefs. You know what I mean? It's not week seven against the Bills. It's week one in a preseason game.
When you're still trying to evaluate the rest of your roster,
but it matters.
Like, what's good for Shedeur might not be good for the rest of the team, and I think they're going to always side on what's good for the rest of the team.
So maybe that's where the difference we have here is that like I there's no world I see where Shedeur Sanders is going to just drag the team down so much where the whole game just becomes useless, and it's like we couldn't evaluate anyone or anything because Shedeur just didn't even know how to monitor being a football player. He just has too much experience for me to think that that's ever going to be reality.
I mean, this whole thing, the whole thing about the preseason is, you know, like three procedural penalties can interrupt what you're trying to do, which is build confidence for the whole offensive unit and just build rhythm. Like, so much of this is just that rhythm of remembering how to do the football for guys who are maybe second on the depth chart, or guys who haven't taken meaningful reps since last, like, you got guys coming off injury, since last November. Like, again, like, I think the Browns are being a little too precious with Shedeur. You and I are going to...
And that's what that would tell you. Like, if they do that with Tyler Huntley on Friday, that's exactly what that would tell you.
But at some point, if you've been super precious, and then you go, well, we need somebody to play four quarters. Let's put that kid out there for four.
I mean, if you can't trust him to go out there for three quarters in a preseason game, then he should be taking zero snaps in any of these workouts that we've seen, or any of these four quarterback competition. If you really think he's going to hamper the offense so much that he can't play a preseason game to the length that I'm suggesting that he should, again, just then get rid of him then. You don't believe that he's going to ever be anything close to it, and it's just a faulty exercise.
Well, but the stakes might not be as high in, say, the second half of opposed to the first half.
Yeah, I just refuse to think the stakes are ever that high in a preseason game to begin with anyway, though.
I think the stakes are high for a lot of guys going out there on the field, and that's something players get offended at. When we say these games are meaningless, so treat them as such, it's the most pissed off I've ever had NFL players at me in my life is dare saying, because it does mean a lot
to the guys who will play. But I bet if you ask people like Gage, for instance, who he's turning to Travis Hunter, who he wants throwing to him, he's going to say the guy I've been working day in, day out with, the guy that I've been doing practices with, the guys and that I've been
Gage
competing
is
with.
Gage going to be on the third or fourth team.
No, he's been throwing to everybody, though. And so like, I bet they'd be more comfortable with that than they would a guy that just got there a day ago.
We're going to move quick hits here because we got a bunch of phone calls on this. We want to get you guys in on this. But 216-474-0092 RG3 says Shedeur is being set up to fail. Agree or disagree? And I think Shedeur fans saw this as one thing, and this might be where some of your frustrations, some of Shedeur fans' frustrations are coming from. And I think we might have to realize it's not that thing that Shedeur fans want this to be for Shedeur. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.